Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinio Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No. None of those.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Were you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote, or are you somewhat likely to vote, or are you not?
I will definitely vote. By the way,
okay.
the word you're looking for is mayor, not major. It's mayor.
Mayor, that was my mistake, sir. And
I know. I'm just helping you out there, kid.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
With which political party are you registered, with the Republican or the Democrat party?
Democratic Party.
And what is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian-American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65. I'm 84.
Good. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In Miami-Dade County, they're in the right direction. In the city of Miami, they're on the terribly wrong, corrupt track.
Yeah, okay. You said in Miami-Dade County, they are in the right direction, correct?
Correct. Yes, I did.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance cost, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. From that list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life better, your daily life
better?
Insurance cost. Yeah, okay. And although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Will you lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or will you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Republican candidate, or will you lean slightly to the Republican candidates?
I will definitely vote for all Democratic candidates.
Okay. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado, will you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion?
Very unfavorable.
What about Richard Prasnick?
I don't know.
Would you say? No, okay. And what about Cindy Lerner? Would you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat a favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion?
Very
Cindy
favorable.
Cindy Lerner? Very favorable?
Yes.
You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Daniela Levine Cavo, Alexander Otaola, or Manish Sid?
Levine Cava.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cavo?
Definitely.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Raquel Regalado, Richard Prasnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I think she's a vast part of the problem.
On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County home owners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote a yes.
And would that be a definitely or a probably yes?
A definitely yes.
I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs to support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Knowing this, would you much more likely vote for that candidate, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely vote for Raquel Regalado?
You don't need to go through this. I will never vote for Raquel Regalado on anything. If you have more statements like this. Is this a push-pull for Regalado? Because then I just don't give a goddamn. I will vote against a woman. She's a danger and an awful creature. Carry on.
Okay. just for quality purposes, sir, would it be okay if I can read to you the questions? I'm going to go ahead and input your answer.
You go ahead, kid.
Yeah, okay. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. With this information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote? You mentioned much less likely?
Yes.
Okay. And since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-term residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Would this information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado? You said much less likely, correct?
Yes. Yeah. You got it.
And as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Would you say this information will make you much more more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
If the information is true, that would make me more likely to vote for it.
And would that be somewhat or much more likely?
Somewhat, okay. But if, yeah, okay. You heard what I said. If that information is true, that would make me.
Yes. Yes. once again, these are statements about... just a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms now. As the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Would this information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Much less likely because she was a terrible member of the school board.
Okay. And
keep going, kid.
Okay. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options. With this information, will it make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
Again, if it's true, it would make me somewhat more likely. If it's true, that's
okay.
The problem.
Okay. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve our residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would this information would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
I'm going to say no, because I don't think any of this is true. Carry on.
Yeah, okay. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing our resources to police and fire rescue so they can help neighborhoods safe, so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsements to the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection. Would this information make you, will it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
I'm going to listen to your questions, but I'm going to say no from now on in.
Okay. Raquel Regalado understands how this will be the last. Raquel Regalado, understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Reglado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes portable. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado?
I can only say if it's true, it would be somewhat more likely. Is that the last question?
Okay. That would be the last question for Raquel Regalado. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission, if the election for Miami Commission were held today, if each would make no difference, just say so. Okay.
Got it. I got you. This is the one of the three that I know personally. I've known. I live in Pinecrest. I've known Cindy Lerner, so there you are. Go ahead.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence, pleading. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
Much more.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would this information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely,
much
somewhat
more
less
likely,
or
much more likely?
Okay. While Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values on the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. With this information, will it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for?
Much more likely. Much more
Cindy,
likely to vote for.
Okay. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner?
I witnessed several of those outbursts on her part, but I will vote for the lady. Much more likely to vote for her.
Okay. And Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring a large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for
Cindy Lerner? Actually, this one I agree with. This would make me somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely? Okay. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. With this information, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
I don't think this is true at all. I will vote for the lady. Much more likely to vote for the lady. You realize you are running a, you know what a push poll is?
A push poll?
Yeah, that's what you're running. This is not an actual real poll. You're running a poll here to get votes for Regalado. That's what you're doing. This whole thing is a sales pitch. It's not an honest poll, sir. But you got to earn a living, and you're doing a good job, so carry on.
Okay. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prasnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
I am definitely voting. I'm 82 years old, and I've never missed an election thus far. I will vote.
Okay. And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I've watched her when she was – I've watched the school board meetings when she was there.
Okay. And the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, if you follow this content but not regularly, or if you do not follow this content at all. The AM talk or new radio, would you follow it regularly? Do you follow it but
not
regularly?
Not at all.
Yeah, okay. What about the Miami's community news? Would you follow it regularly?
Not at all.
What about Only in Dade? Would you follow Only in Dade? The names that I'm mentioning at this moment are names of websites, newspapers.
Not at all. If you get the newspaper, then I may. Yeah, newspapers I do follow. Some of them, maybe. Carry on.
What about the Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
Okay. What about the FM radio?
No.
What about the local political blogs?
No, not a one.
What about the local newspaper like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
I do get
would
the
you
Herald.
Follow it? Would you follow it regularly or would you follow it but
regular.
Not regularly?
I get the Herald every morning and I read it.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I guess I'm a liberal.
Would you say somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate or a two-year degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
I have one question for you. Where are you calling from, just for the sheer fun of it? Hello?
Yes, we are calling, sir, from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Okay. No, I get the biggest kick out of these, and you had no idea how many of phone calls on a political basis come from Minnesota, for God's sakes. I just get the biggest kick out of it. Thank you, sir. You've done a good job, though I can't – the poll you're – you are running a poll, push poll, though. but you've done a good job of it, and thank you very much.
Thank you as well, sir. Your opinion is very important, okay? You have yourself a wonderful night.
And you too. Good night.
Good night, sir.